Hello, I'm Holly Fricaro, CEO of the Home Builders Association of Durham, Orange, and Chatham Counties. This is the Home Builders Minute, where I interview one of our members every month about their expertise in the current housing market.
This month, my guest is George Smart, also known as Mr. Modernism. What are some of the great innovations we're seeing today that were actually the birth of the modernist home?
The first thing that made the most difference was central air and heat. That was a huge game changer, because you didn't have to have a fireplace in each room. You didn't have to have sooty oil and coal pumping heat throughout your house. So you could play around a lot more with how the house looked, how it was shaped, what materials were used, things like that. Also, there was a shift in the 1930s to using steel in construction, where most houses before that had been only wood. Steel construction and the use of glass and structural glass meant that you could create these forms that were just out of this world for people who'd never seen anything like that before. And then it comes along to the 80s and 90s, and you have advances in material science like titanium. So you're able to make these curvy surfaces like you would see in Frank Gehry's Walt Disney Hall in Los Angeles.
Thanks for joining us on the Home Builders Minute, keeping us informed about the building and buying of new homes. Tune in weekly for this show, which is also archived under the Town Square tab of chapelborough.com and on hbadoc.com.